In the name of our Advent King, amen. The passage of Scripture which will serve as the focus for our meditation today is the reading from Romans chapter 13, specifically verses 11 through 14, and I would like to highlight from that section. Paul says, "The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Well, here we are at the beginning of a new quarter, and as I look out upon all of your faces, I can tell already that there is one common experience that we have shared. There's one thing that we have all engaged in already today, all of us here. I'm confident of it. And that is that we've all awakened from our sleep. We all woke up this morning, or at least I hope so. I regularly teach an 8 o'clock in the morning class, and sometimes I have my doubts with students in that class whether they have, in fact, awakened. Their eyelids close, their heads nod. I like to believe it's in agreement with my lectures, but I know better than that. Someone has once said that there are basically two types of people. There are those who wake up in the morning and kind of bound out of bed, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and big smile on their face, and they shout, "Good morning, Lord!" And then there are those who kind of crawl out of bed, slither, with eyelids half-masked and a frown on their face, and they mutter, "Good Lord, morning." But no matter what camp you find yourself in, eventually you have to wake up. Why? Because the night is past and the day is arriving. In our text today, Paul uses this imagery of the morning. Imagery to call us to preparation for the day of Christ's return, his advent. Paul says in verse 11, "The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here." Paul here sounds a wake-up call to us, to wake up to the realization that time is passing, the clock is ticking, that life will not go on indefinitely the way we have always seen it go on, that there will break into this time and space a new day, a new era, and we need to be ready. We need to awaken to the realization that life as we know it now will not go on forever, that this era of the night of sin will suddenly be shattered by the new day of Christ's arrival. We are to wake up to that realization. There is one item in my house that I hate. I despise it more than any other. I just hate it. That item is my alarm clock. I hate in the morning when that beep goes off and I'm startled out of bed. How much better, especially now as we're entering into winter, how much better to stay under the covers while it's still dark and cold outside. And yet I need that alarm clock to wake me up and get me going for the new day. Paul here gives us a wake-up call, and we need to hear the biblical alarm clock of the imminent return of Jesus Christ so that we might be prepared for his advent. But just because we're awake and aware of the imminent return of Christ, does that mean that we are truly prepared for his coming? Not quite. Paul indicates that there still is one other quality that we need to have to be prepared for his arrival. Not only are we to wake up to the coming of the Lord, but we are to dress up for that coming. Paul says in verse 12, "The night is nearly over, the day is almost here, so let us put off the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light." The verbs that are used there are associated regularly with clothing, putting off clothing, putting it on. And then Paul says in verse 14, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Paul is here using the imagery of clothing. And he's saying you have to be properly clothed for Christ's arrival, for the day. Imagine waking up in the morning, getting up, and not getting dressed, and going about your business, coming to classes. How embarrassing that would be. How shameful that would be. I have a reoccurring dream. Actually, it's more of a nightmare. And I'm dreaming that I awake. I'm still sleeping. I'm dreaming this. But I dream that I awake, and I look on my clock, and it says 8:02. Egad! I'm late for class, the class I'm teaching. And so I throw off the bed sheets and I rush down the stairs and out the door, across campus, into the classroom. Thank goodness the students haven't left yet. And I run to the front of the classroom, and immediately the students break out in a roar of laughter. They're pointing at me and laughing at me. And in my dream, then I look down and I see that I'm still wearing my pajamas. Or the even worse version of that reoccurring dream is that I'm not even wearing my pajamas. How ashamed I am. How shameful. How embarrassing. How humiliating to be clothed for the night when it's become the day. Paul here says that the clothing that we wear naturally will not cut it for the day of Christ's return. Our sinful nature, he says, with all of its desires, he says that is not appropriate for the day. And if we stand before Christ in his advent, clothed only in that attire of our sinful nature, we will be eminently ashamed and humiliated on the day of judgment. But Paul says that we have another set of clothing. It's a clothing that God himself gives to us. He says it is the armor of light. And in verse 14, he says it's the clothing of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He says, clothe yourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, how do we do that? Paul gives us a key to interpreting that in a parallel passage from Galatians chapter 3. He says, all those who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed themselves with Christ Jesus. It's in baptism that we are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. It's in baptism that we are identified with all that he is and all that he has done for us. And what has he done for us? Christ, the God-man, in his first advent, came down to earth, and he was not stained at all with his own sin, the only human who wasn't. Figuratively speaking, he wore a white robe of righteousness in perfect obedience to God's will. But at the cross, he divested himself of that robe of righteousness and instead took on the rags of our sin, the nakedness of our sinful nature. Did you know that it's likely that Jesus was crucified naked? The shame, the humiliation. and especially under the gaze of the judgment of God on that judgment day of Good Friday, on that day, he bore the shame of our sin. And in exchange, he now gives to us the robe of his righteousness, holiness, perfection, purity, so that now we stand before God and God sees us in the righteousness of Christ. And when Jesus himself will come as the judge, he will accept us unto himself as he accepts himself, because we are clothed in him and in his righteousness. That, my friends, is how we are first and foremost prepared for the coming of our Lord and his advent. And so now, as we begin the Advent season, let us prepare for his advent. We prepare by waking up to the realization that he could come at any moment. We prepare by dressing up in the righteous robe that he has given to us in baptism. There's a story of a young boy about 11 years old who had a morning paper out. And every morning he would get up early and be folding the papers, stuffing them into his delivery bag, down on the first floor of the house, the living room, while everyone else in the family was sleeping in the upper floors. And in that living room there was a grandfather clock. And every morning it would chime at 6 a.m., six chimes. One morning, however, the clock began chiming, one, two, three, four, five, six chimes. Nothing strange there. But then it continued, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And the boy was perplexed, what's going on here? And it continued, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and on and on. Obviously, the clock was broken. But this young fella didn't know that. And so, in high anxiety, he rushed up the steps. He burst into the bedroom of his parents, and he cried out, "Mom, Dad, wake up! It's later than it's ever been before." Paul says to us, the hour of your salvation is closer now than when you first believed. May we wake up and dress up, for it's later than it's ever been before. Amen.